What's up, my friends? It's Rick Mulready here. Listen, if you are feeling like you're struggling to keep up with all the AI opportunities, or maybe you're wondering how to even start leveraging AI in your business without all the headaches, the AIify newsletter is designed with you in mind, my friend. Every week, I simplify AI for you, showing you how to apply it and integrate it into your business so that you can work less and profit more. As one of my readers put it, it's a must-have for any entrepreneur who wants to get more done in less time. And they said there's a lot of noise out there and your information is up to date, yet just feels more calm and more relatable. So I want to invite you to sign up for the AIify newsletter. It's free. Just go to rickmulready.com/newsletter. That's rickmulready.com/newsletter. Welcome to the Art of Online Business podcast. My name is Rick Mulready, and I'm an online business coach, Facebook and Instagram ads expert, lifestyle entrepreneur, and I'm a total coffee snob as well. Each week, you're going to learn actionable strategies, mindsets, and tips that take the guesswork out of growing and scaling a profitable online business so that you can truly become an entrepreneur with impact. This podcast is your secret weapon for fast-tracking the growth of your online business. Let's do this. All right. What's up, my friend? Welcome back to the podcast, The Art of Online Business here. Thank you so much for tuning in today. Super appreciate it. Hope all's going well, whatever you're up to right now. I am Rick Mulready, and you're listening to a bonus episode here on the podcast. So wanted to share a couple quick things with you. So this is coming out on Monday, December 16th. Yesterday, December 15th, was my daughter Maya's 1 year birthday. And I'm getting all emotional as I'm talking about that. I can't even believe she's a year old already. This year, holy cow, 2019 has flown by. It is like, you know, I talk to a lot of friends of mine who are parents, and they're like, yeah, I don't remember the first 6 months. I don't remember the first year of my son or daughter's life. I get that now. I mean, I do remember it. Of course, it's super fresh in my mind here. But holy cow, so many changes, so many amazing things. Just a few weeks ago, she took her first steps. And I'm recording this on Friday, December 13th, and yesterday morning, December 12th, she just started walking in the morning. She was just like walking across the room, super stable. I was like, holy cow, what is going on here? And it's so amazing, just so amazing being her dad and watching her grow up. And so, yeah, we're celebrating her one year birthday. She's 1 year old right now. And going to be celebrating really our first Christmas together. And we're going to be doing that up in Northern California with Amy, my wife's family. So the other update I want to give you was we just wrapped up another retreat, a December retreat for my July through December group for my Accelerator Mastermind. And we just did it on Monday and Tuesday this past week. And it was the best retreat I've ever done. It was amazing. It went by, talk about time going by really quickly. It went by so fast. Like it was the end of the second night and what felt like a blink of an eye. Amy Porterfield came over to speak to the group on Monday afternoon, Tuesday morning. My good buddy Mel Abraham, who was recently on the podcast here talking about, you know, building your business around your life and setting priorities and all that stuff. He talked to the group on Tuesday morning, all about finances as online entrepreneurs and how to grow our net worth and all that. I mean, it was just amazing. Hot seats, presentations. We spent a lot of time on priorities that I recommend focusing on for 2020, which I'll be talking more about here in the podcast coming up. But also, we planned 2020. I approach planning a year a little bit differently. And when it comes to productivity and getting things done, I have been fascinated by it. I don't know if fascinated is the right word. I've been really, really trying to figure it out. This is something that I've been working on since the birth of Maya, because you know, for those of you guys who have kids, you know, it changes everything. Your everything goes out the window when you have, you know, a young baby. And, you know, that's why I was really looking forward to bringing my guest on today's podcast to talk about how to actually get more done in less time. And so I think I've gotten better at it this year, but I'm also always improving from a productivity standpoint. You know, when I have conversations with people who are interviewing, who I'm interviewing to be in the mastermind, inevitably, every single conversation I have with people, they're talking about, I want to make sure I need help in figuring out if I'm spending my time on the right things. So they're not sure if they're working on the right things in their business, and they feel like they're just spinning their wheels and they're doing all the things in their business. How do they stop? And so because of that, Neil Williams, my guest on today's podcast, is a member of my October through March group, accelerator group. And I had her do a presentation at the October retreat for the mastermind, and it blew people away. It was all about how to get more done in your business in less time and while working less. And so Neil is known as the Feel Better Coach. She is a certified life coach through Brooke Castillo's Life Coach School. She's a mom, she's a wife. And in addition to building her online coaching business, she's also still in the corporate world. And she's a member, as I mentioned, of my Accelerator Mastermind. And she's a super high achieving person. But what she was finding was it was hard to get all the things done that she needed to get done. And, you know, as a mom, as a wife, you know, growing an online business while also being in the corporate world. And so she eventually figured out that way to create the life that she wanted while taking care of herself in the process. And that is so key, right? I'm always talking about, and what I spend a lot of time on with the Accelerator Mastermind members is we're building the business around our life, not our life around our business. And so as Neil likes to say, we all just want to be happy, right? After all, that's the whole point in life. And she says, you know, so many of us feel out of control in our life because of all the hats that we wear, you know, mom, boss, entrepreneur, wife, husband, father. And we're fed up with juggling all of those roles because it's exhausting, right? And so Neil really talks about if you're ready to take control of your life again, it starts with taking control of your time. Because when you solve the time problem, you feel proud, accomplished, energized, and motivated, and most importantly, in control. And so Neil primarily works with female entrepreneurs, the ones who are wearing all the hats. Maybe they are still in the corporate world and creating an online business. Maybe they have, you know, they have a family. They're just wearing a lot of hats and they're feeling out of control and things are slipping in their life. And so after that session that Neil did at the retreat, I was like, you got to come on the podcast and talk about this. Talk about what your strategies are. And so in this episode here, Neil Williams reveals what her life looks like now, including what she does to build a successful coaching business by only working 3 days a week. And she gets more done in 25 to 30 hours than she had previously done in 50 to 60 hours. And there was a mindset shift that was needed, right? And today, Neil is going to share what that mindset shift is, as well as her complete system that she uses to crush each week and each month and each quarter and thus each year, and how you can do the same. Okay. Look, as a listener of this podcast, hopefully you know by now that you do not have to be working 18-hour days to have a successful business, right? And our schedules don't have to be jam-packed with things to do every single day, right? Remember, it's not hard work and hustle that will generate the results that you want to see. And that's exactly what we're going to be talking about here today. If you're looking to accomplish more in your business and see bigger results, not only in your business, but also in your personal life in less time, you're going to love this episode. Here's Neil Williams. Neil, welcome to the podcast. How you doing?
I'm great, Ray. Thanks so much for having me.
I understand you're a little bit nervous right now. No need to be nervous. Guys, I just told Neil, I said, this is like we're sitting out for coffee chatting about this. And by the time we finish up, you're gonna, and she's going to be like, holy cow, wait, that was it? Meaning that was so much fun, right? So I'm so excited too. I'm putting Neil on the spot right now. Neil, I'm so excited to have you on here because you are an expert in helping people accomplish more, but in less time, right? Because this is something that I've been really work, especially this year with the birth of my daughter, where, you know, I used to be nice and scheduled and all that. And then she was born, we're coming up on a year. She was born last December in 2018. And then it was like, holy cow, everything's been thrown into, and obviously in a good way, but like, how do I get more done in less time? How do I make sure I'm scheduling things like that? And guys, Neil is a member of my Accelerator Mastermind, and we had a retreat here in San Diego a month ago at the time we're recording this. And each of the members did a few of the members did a little tiny training for the rest of the group. And Neil taught just a touch of what we're gonna be talking about here today. And people were like, wait a minute. Can I talk with you more about that? Can I jump on a session with you to go over that? So I was like, Neil, you got to come on the podcast and share with my audience a little bit of your brilliance in what you do with people. So with that, tell people a little bit about yourself, who you are, and what you, in your words, do for entrepreneurs.
Yeah. So I'm a certified life coach and entrepreneur. I was certified through Brooke Castillo's The Life Coach School, and I'm going through her master coach training. So I'm soon being master certified coach, which is awesome. And I am a mom and a wife and still an employee and building my business. And this, my story is a little bit kind of similar to yours, Rick, where, I had a son and I was that high achieving corporate mom who was just hell bent on keeping everything the same. Like I needed to keep working the same number of hours and keep life exactly the same, but still add in this mom role. And it was just really hard to do. And I was feeling like I was failing at all pieces of it. And I decided there had to be a better way to do this. So I went on this journey, I hired my own coach, and it took me a while, but I figured out how to get my work done so that I could have the life that I wanted. And what that meant was to still be present and engaged as a mom, to still have a real connected relationship with my husband that wasn't just this transactional, who's picking the kid up and where and who and what is happening each day, but like really genuinely maintaining that relationship. And also taking care of myself, because I think like a lot of working moms, we delegate ourselves to the very bottom of everything. And then we feel like our lives are completely out of control. So I just decided that I was going to figure out how to do this. And I did. And the way that looks for me now is I have figured out how to be an entrepreneur building a successful business in 3 days a week. I figured out how to do my corporate job in 3 days a week. So I figured out how to reduce my 50, 60 hour work schedule down to basically 25 to 30 and get the same amount done, create the same amount of value just in fewer hours of time.
All right. Now you're talking my language here because this is, you know, I realize that I'm not your quote unquote ideal audience. However, regardless of everybody listening, male or female, what Neil's going to share here is going to help all of us. And I literally have my Google Doc open as she's talking here to take a bunch of notes because I'm selfishly asking a whole bunch of questions here as well. And so how did you do that? When you went to, you realized like, holy cow, I have a, I don't know if I want to call it a problem here, but like we're at a critical mass, right? We have a full-time job. You have a kid, you have a husband, you have a family, you have a life, you got to take care of yourself. You know, and so many of us, right, can empathize with that, with so much stuff going on. When you reach that critical mass, you said that you got a coach, and like so many amazing businesses out there, they're born out of solving our own problems, right? Mm-hmm. So take us through what that looked like for you in starting to solve that. And what I want to do is kind of lead into your approach now in working with busy moms, whether on the corporate side or on the entrepreneurial side.
Yeah. So I just decided, like, I started with like, the question that I asked myself, who and what is most important to me right now? because I think what I carried with me before I was a mom was all of these things before being a mom still were important and mattered. But once I became a mom, that looked a little bit different. And I had to really like pause for a second and ask myself that question again and then decide. And I decided like my top five priorities. And then I started looking at like, okay, if that is what is important to me right now, how do I line up my calendar and my life to reflect that? And it was a matter of looking and making hard decisions, really, like then listing out all the things that I wanted to do. And if those things didn't line up with the priorities, they got cut out. And maybe they're not cut out forever, but for this period of time of my life right now, that they just didn't get time or space in my life. And I think the one of the most important things that I learned was that it's okay for me to make myself my number one priority, which I think is so hard for at least my clients. I know this is for you, you can probably resonate with this too, but like when you're a parent, it's like, is that even fair for me to say?
Yeah.
That I'm the most important priority. And I got to the point where I did decide that the reason why I was the most important priority was because I was a parent and because I'm a wife and because I have this business and I'm helping other people really learn how to schedule their work around their life. So once I decided that, then I started looking at my calendar and thinking about, okay, so if I'm my number one priority, then the activities that I do that support that go on my calendar first. Mm. And here's the really important distinction that I think we get caught up in making. It doesn't mean that I have more time and number of hours on my calendar to take care of myself than anything else. What it means is what goes on my calendar first are the things that take care of me. Things like 8 hours of sleep and going on runs and doing my kettlebell and yoga training workouts. Those things go on my calendar first. And then my priority number two is my husband. And so what that means is that my time with him, like a regularly scheduled date night, goes next and so on down my priority list. And what that does is it aligns the life, the who and the what that's most important with the time in the way that I'm putting it on my calendar. Does that make sense?
Yeah, meaning the order in which you're putting on the calendar, yes, because that's priority.
That's right.
What comes to my mind, and this is a conversation I had with my wife, Amy, this year about we have to prioritize ourselves. I mean, granted, we've Maya's 11 months old right now,
yeah,
but it's, you know, and obviously she's a priority. She is the priority. However, what I've said to Amy before is like, we have to kind of approach it like the whole put your oxygen mask on first,
right,
because then you can't help anybody else. Like,
yeah,
we can't serve her. We can't serve, you know, our business, our spouse, like anything. Like, we have to take care of ourselves first. Okay. Now, what about the person saying, okay, this is all well and good, but like, then I have no time on there for my business?
Yeah. I think that is kind of the fallacy, right? Like, we think that there's not enough time for all the things, but if you really stop and look at what's important, because my business is important to me, it's my priority number four. So my time for my business goes on there next.
Yep.
And what that means is I have to be really, I don't want to say it, like I constrain the things that are most important in my business. Like I look at my week, I look at my month, I look at my quarter, and I ask myself, what are the rocks? What are the most important things that need to go on my calendar as activities under my business priority to move myself ahead to meet those goals? And those are the things that get the time. So there's things that I think we think are important, but they're...
What's an example of that?
I know feel that, urgent,
yes.
But aren't necessarily high value added things, like email for one.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's not a high value activity.
Yeah.
So for instance, I do have time on my calendar for email, but it's in a batch form. I don't check my email every single day. I don't have my notifications up on my computer so that I see every time someone emails me, or Slack or Messenger or any of the other apps that want our immediate attention.
Yeah.
So it's really like constraining the amount of time that you have on your calendar and being really clear about when you go do those activities.
Okay. So the big mistake that people make, and I've done this as well, and I mean, who am I kidding? I still do this, is I don't prioritize, you know, like the values, right? What's most important to me. Mm-hmm. And, you know, for me, Maya and Amy, my wife, are the most important. And I do need to, I actually need to, I mean, based on our conversation here, not based on, I know this for me personally, is I do need to prioritize my health. Mm-hmm. And that's something, frankly, I haven't done a very good job of this year. And I have let that take the back burner, like so many of us, right? That like we're talking about here. So figuring out A, what our values are, and then B, once we're clear on what those values and what's most important, putting stuff on the calendar in that order. So for example, if I want to put a workout in there on, you know, I want to work out, I don't know, 3 times a week from 12 to 1. Well, that goes on the calendar first and foremost. And then everything else gets scheduled around that.
Yeah.
So you mentioned like the whole what's not important, things that are not really important. That's one of the biggest things that I hear from people is that they're not really sure what they quote unquote should be spending their time on.
Yeah.
Talk a little bit more about that and where those things, again, quote unquote, should be put into your calendar to ensure that you're getting those things done.
Yeah. I think I'd like to answer this question in terms of different priorities. So like, let's take for instance, like your business or your job, if you're an employee, what's most important. And I think that changes over time, right? So just like you, I want to go back to what you just said a second ago about where you haven't put yourself as number one. I'm not suggesting that in all of the time of all of our lives, you have to be number one. There are times in my life, even especially because I'm an entrepreneur and building my business, where I have flipped that, where my business has been number one because I've had something really high priority that I want done in there. And that's okay to kind of those flip around.
Yeah.
So that's an important point. But then as far as like in your business, I think you figure out what's important by deciding what your goals are. So you set a goal and then all the activities that you're doing go to support the creation of that goal. So for instance, for me, because my business is new, one of the most important activities that I can do to grow my business is sell. And you were talking about this at the retreat and you asked us like, what are the top three things you can be doing in your business? Sell, sell, sell. And I really took that hard. Like that is actually true. If you're not generating revenue, you really don't have a business, right? Yep. So if you have a revenue goal, selling is probably one of the priority things on your list under your business activities. So for me, it's stepping back and thinking about, okay, so this is the goal that I have. Now, what activities do I need to do to support the creation of that goal?
Yes.
And email, I would suggest, is generally not one of the things that go to support a goal.
Right.
Yeah.
Yes, exactly. So this might be where like maybe setting up a sales funnel, doing a webinar, I don't know, video series, doing a video, whatever that might be, and working backwards from that end goal. Okay, I need to sell my coaching. Okay, cool. What is that? What's one way I could do that? Figuring out what that strategy looks like. And then that's where you're focusing your time and prioritizing that time.
Yeah.
Talk about, and my team has told me this many times, talk about the whole concept of, what's the word I'm looking for? Estimating how long it's going to take to do something. Because yeah. I am infamous at doing this. I do this all the time. And it drives, I had my wife tell me this the other day. She's like, I don't know. She's like, she said, how long has Maya been sleeping? And I was like, I don't know, like 15, 20 minutes. And she's like, all right, it's probably like 40 minutes because you're terrible at estimating the time. And I really am. And I'm trying to get better at it. So let's just say I put an hour time block on the calendar to whatever, work on webinar slides. Mm-hmm. And actually I just said something right there that I think you'll correct me on. So why don't we stop there?
Yeah.
But yet it's really going to take me 2 hours. So yeah. This is a loaded question here for you.
Yeah. Right. So I'm glad you pointed that out because yes, I was going to point out and it sounds like a nuance in what you just said, right? I'm going to put an hour of time on my calendar to work on webinar slides. So what I teach my clients is we never plan time to work on something because what happens is you basically give your brain an indefinite deadline. And when you do that, it's going to take you way longer than it needs to complete something. So the way that I teach my clients in terms of scheduling time, we always schedule time to complete something. Now, it may be, maybe you have a webinar and this 1 hour block of time, you're not going to complete all of the webinar slides, but you're going to complete 10 of the 60 webinar slides. Mm-hmm. So it sounds like a small nuance, but it's really important because you're teaching your brain about accomplishment and completion and finishing instead of just working on something. So that's the important distinction that I would make there. And for the people, and this was true for me too, it took me a while to learn this, but how do I schedule time to complete things? Especially like for entrepreneurs, this is a really tough thing to learn because you're doing so many new things. You're like, yeah. Well, I'm going to record this video and I think it's going to take me an hour, but then it takes me 4 hours.
Yeah.
How do I know that? So it's really being able to be curious and willing to experiment. And the way I like to have my clients start experimenting is using their best guess of the amount of time. Like for your example, 1 hour.
Yeah.
And then I have them pad it. I have them add either 50% more time or maybe even double. So if you said that to me, I would say, okay, Rick, we're going to start out and instead of that 1 hour block, I'm going to have you schedule a 2 hour block to complete 20 slides of this webinar. Mm-hmm. And that's it. That's what's going to run your calendar. And then you're going to go do that. And if you've spent that full 2 hours, fully focused, distraction free, and you learn, oh, it actually takes me longer right now than to do that than I thought. Next week, we're going to schedule some additional time into your calendar because we learned that that 2 hour block wasn't enough.
You've probably heard the saying, if you want to make money, serve people. If you want to make a lot of money, serve lots of people. But how do you do that when you're already super short on hours in your day? So if you're on my email list already, then you know that I'm speaking at the Platform and Profit Summit. It's 100% free, and it's a 3-day virtual summit to help you better position yourself and your brand to create even more partnership and profits. Plus, in addition to discussing Facebook ads, I'll also be speaking on a panel called Positioning Yourself and Business for More Connections and Collaborations. Like, if you've ever wondered how I'm meeting all of these cool guests that are appearing on this podcast, that you're just getting so much knowledge and info from, well, I'll be sharing that during that panel too. And it all starts May 1st. That's this Wednesday in a few days. Because, well, what if you could quit funding all of your events and projects and launches out of pocket and learn how to leverage the power of sponsorships? And I love this because I hate theory. I never did well with theory in school. I just like practical, actionable advice from people who are actually doing it right now, not what worked for them like 5 years ago. So like, what if you could generate consistent cash flow for your business or increase income while also reaching your lifestyle goals? You know, that reason that you started the business in the first place. Like, what if you could build credibility and influence while creating consistent partnerships and profit to grow your business? Me and about 30 other expert trainers, are going to share our strategies to help you create partnerships and profits, plus the mistakes that we've made so you can avoid them. And I can't stress this too much. This is what's working now, not last year, not the year before, but what we all are doing in our businesses now. So you ready to finally have more partnerships and profit in your online business? Use the link below to register for free. The Platform and Profit Virtual Summit. It's a 3-day free, 100% free summit. And it starts this Wednesday, May 1st. Learn how to better position yourself and create an even better partnerships so you can finally create the profits you desire in your business. I can't wait to see you there. Chat soon. All right, back to the episode.
And a lot of that comes with tracking.
Yes.
How well you stuck to. Is that a daily thing?
Yeah.
Do you recommend? Or is that like, as soon as that time block is up, you like make a note, like how well that went?
Yeah, I think it's different for different people. I think at the very beginning, it's nice to like at the end of the day, have a 15-minute period of time where it's like, okay, this worked, this didn't work. I'm going to do this different next week.
Yeah.
So this whole process is really learning about how to schedule your time for you. And everybody's a little bit different. You know, our efficiency levels are a little bit different. I teach all my clients all my tips and tricks to get things done, but still human to human, there is some variances. So it's an experimentation process to figure out like, okay, these are the things I need to get done this week. This is the amount of time that it's going to reasonably take me to do it. Now, the one thing that I will point out is I teach my clients this in terms of being focused in the time that we schedule. So this does not mean like going into your phone every 15 minutes and checking Instagram or Facebook, right? Like that is not part of the scheduling time. So if you're doing that, of course, it's going to take you more time than if you're completely focused and distraction free.
I took it. That's exactly why I took a note. I said distraction free. So shutting off your notifications on your phone, shutting off your notifications on your computer, like maybe it's closing a browser, whatever it is to set that time up for success. Right. And a lot of what you're talking about here is, what is it? Parkinson's law, like task expands the amount of time that you give it.
Yeah.
I used to, this is something I used to do, being like, all right, I have all day to do something. Mm-hmm. And what would happen? Like by the end of the day, I'd get it done. But like I could have gotten done, you know, in 90 minutes earlier in the day. Hey, my friend, real quick, if you are an online expert, you're an online educator, you're a course creator, you're a coach, you're a consultant, etc., and you've already achieved a certain level of success in your business, but you're now spinning your wheels to get to the next level, whether that's to break through six figures, maybe multiple six figures or even seven figures, you very likely do not need another course or to read more books. What you need is a cohesive growth strategy. I'm now taking applications for my next 6-month accelerator mastermind. So if you're ready for coaching, support, community, and accountability in taking your online expert business to the next level, then my 6-month accelerator mastermind may be for you. So to learn more and schedule your free strategy session with me to find out if you might be a fit for the accelerator, go to rickmulready.com/accelerator to apply. Again, it's rickmulready.com/accelerator. Okay, let's jump back in. Something you said there, what was it that jogged a question for me? Talking about, as you put things on the calendar. So I want to get very tactical here in just a second, as far as like, all right, planning out the week, because this is something that I frankly really struggle with. I've gotten better, but I'm not where I want to be. And I talk to a lot of people who struggle with the same thing. When I left the corporate world, so now it is 7 years ago now, holy cow, 7 years ago, I was like, I have all this free time, you know, freedom. This is what I want. But what I've really found is that the more structure, and this is what you're talking about, Neil, the more structure you have in your calendar, in your schedule, that's what actually gives you the more freedom.
Yeah.
It's ironic, right? It's like, it kind of doesn't make sense. Talk a little bit more about that.
Yeah, it's counterintuitive. And I think I have a lot of clients that come to me, and when I take them through this process, and it's pretty detailed. I mean, we get down to the really nitty gritty and putting it all on their calendar, and their brain wants to resist it a little bit because they feel like then they're controlled by their calendar.
Yes.
And they are like, I left the corporate world for this exact reason.
Yes.
I want to be controlled.
Yes.
By someone else's schedule. But the thing that I remind them is, you are the one creating this schedule. You are dictating what goes on your calendar, not someone else.
Yep.
And the reason that we're doing this is so that we're scheduling your work so that you get the rest of your life to look exactly the way you want it to.
Yep.
That's the whole, like, that's the reason why a lot of us decide to become entrepreneurs. We take on all the risk and all of this, but the flip side is we are in complete control of our lives and our schedule. And that's the reason why a lot of us do that. And so when you schedule your time and you have your work week scheduled in there, the whole rest of your life is for you. And all you really need to do is just follow that plan. And then you get to have the rest of your life to do whatever it is that you want to do. Be a mom, go do your hobbies, be a wife, all of that extra stuff that you felt like you didn't have time to do as an employee in the corporate world, you have available to you. So it really creates freedom. And the way, one of the ways that I help my clients see that, we actually schedule what I call white space into their calendar. It's nothing time.
Yep.
And that means, like, I can't tell you, like, I get so excited for my nothing time every week. Like, I'm like, oh my God, I don't have to think about anything. I don't have to be responsible for anyone or anything. I can literally just do whatever I want. And there is just like so much freedom and joy in that.
And that's usually when you get ideas.
Totally. Yes.
You're like, oh, I should try this. Oh, like, oh, I didn't even think about that. Or
yes.
Maybe you're listening to a podcast or whatever. And you're like, oh, that's a great idea. Yeah. But so when you do that, like, how long are we talking about? Because some people might be like, well, I don't have time to, you know, schedule in the white time, the white space.
And what I would say is, if you think you don't have time, you need to come see me because I'm going to show you how to schedule it. So that you do have that. And I think that is one of the real reasons why we feel so overscheduled and so busy is because we don't have the white space. And I've noticed this even in my son. So I've instituted this 1 hour for him on Sunday afternoon where literally he has no structure. He can't go to a screen, nothing. I'm like, this is just for you and your brain. And he's like, I don't know, Mom. I really don't like this. I don't know what to do with myself. And I think that's so important for me to recognize as a mom. Like, I've set his life up so that he always has something that he's doing. He doesn't even understand what it's like to have this space.
Yeah.
But because I have done that, even noticing in him, like the creativity that comes out in him, like he'll go, he's a Montessori kid. So he goes to the recycle bin and pulls all the stuff out of the recycle bin and starts building something or some project. But that creativity wouldn't have had a space to manifest if I wouldn't have given him the white space to do it. And it's the same that's true for us as adults, right? Just like you said, we get ideas. This is something that I have really started purposefully creating in my life. So I have the 1 hour on Sunday, but I also have blocks throughout the week where I do this. And Brooke calls this super thinking. But it's really like just letting your brain go wild. Like you can ask yourself a question. If there's something that some problem that you have and you want a solution, like just going for a walk, asking yourself a question, just letting your brain offer up solutions to you.
Yeah.
It's an amazing process. And I think for entrepreneurs, one of the most amazing gifts you can give yourself in your business.
And I love that idea. And I want to make sure that everybody knows that when you're doing that type of thinking, get out of the environment that you're normally working in, whether you're in an office, whether you're at a coffee shop, whatever it is. Like me, I'm in it. I'm like sweating right now in a little phone booth thing at WeWork right now, but like it'd be getting out of the environment, go for a walk, go to the gym, whatever it is, get out of that environment too. I love that. Like pose a question to your brain and like, let it go wild.
Yeah.
Just bring a little notebook with you to write down.
Yeah, totally. And like, I do this a lot and we call this belief walks in my coaching community, but I bring my phone with me. And a lot of times I just hit record and just record like what's going on in my brain. I just speak it into the phone. So then I have it when I come back. And the thing for your listeners, so if they try this, I want them to know that when they try this and their brain resists, that's pretty normal. So if you've never given your brain the space to just think, it's going to throw a little bit of a tantrum probably at the beginning. But if you just like let it throw the tantrum and just settle into it after about 5 or 10 minutes, you'll notice that it will start just generating ideas and thoughts that you wouldn't have had you been busy in front of your computer.
Yeah. And I'm like, my brain is definitely like that. And again, I need to do a much better job at that. And that's one of my goals here is to allow myself that time, not only for the white space, but also for like thinking through something, you know. And one thing I heard, I don't know, years ago is like, do that right before you go to sleep and let your subconscious work on it. That didn't work for me because then my brain wouldn't shut off at night. And my brain doesn't shut off, period. But like, it made it harder for me to sleep. So I've not done that. But, you know, like, for example, I was on my wife and I took Maya to New Hampshire to visit my family in the past few days. And like, you know, we're on long flights and you're just hanging out. And so I remember breaking out the notebook last week on my flight back east. And I was like writing all kinds of ideas down because I was like, here I am just sitting, you know, Maya's sleeping and all I'm just hanging out in the, on the flight here. So yeah. I had that time to be able to do that. Why is this so difficult? Why is this like everything you're talking about here sounds, it's kind of like, well, it's, it sounds obvious,
right?
But so many people, including myself, struggle with this sort of thing. Why is it so difficult for people to, what's keeping people from doing this, right? This whole system, if you will, of, you know, number one, being clear on your values. Number two, you know, identifying what your priorities are and then scheduling on your calendar based on what the priorities are so that you can get the things done that are most important to you and scheduling in the way, like this whole system, if you will, mm-hmm. sounds so logical, but yet we have such a hard time doing it.
Yeah.
Or getting ourselves to do it. Why do you think that is?
Yeah, I think it stems a little bit from the way we've grown up and kind of our education system. If you think about it, like we've grown up in this way and like everything's kind of just dialed in for us. Like,
yeah,
go to school between this and this, and we have a 1 hour each period for this. And like college is kind of the same way. We start to learn a little bit more about our own independence and scheduling in college, but there's no course that we take. There's nobody that like teaches us all of these tools to yeah. be able to manage our time. It's like, we're kind of like, here, we're going to put you in this container and this is what your time looks like. And like, okay, here you go. You've graduated. Now you're on your own. Figure it out. And unless you're really intentional about figuring out how to do it, or you have maybe some training that comes your way in your corporate job, or you seek it out, it's just not something that's part of our everyday knowledge. And I think we're learning a lot. I mean, there's so much that's coming to light in terms of brain science and what we're learning about the brain
yeah.
and how efficient it is and how it works and how we incorporate that into what we do in terms of our time, that there's just new things happening all the time. And unless you're like a nerd like me and you like read all that stuff and learn how to like actually synthesize it and put it into your daily life and take action on it, it's just not something that we would necessarily do.
Yeah.
So the information is out there, but you have to look for it and intentionally actually do it. Here's the other thing. We really, a lot of us like to learn. Like I am, I mean, you could look at my closet and see all the books that I have, and I have a million podcasts. I love mm-hmm. content. I love learning new things, but all those things are great, but they don't actually move my life forward unless I put them into practice. And I think yeah. this is where the breakdown happens mostly. Like we learn all these things, but then we don't actually do them.
Yeah.
And so it's the doing of them and the practicing of them that actually creates change and results in our lives.
Yeah. And the quicker, you know, you and I've talked about this, the quicker that you can implement whatever that is to see if it worked.
Yeah.
Like the better off you're going to be. Like put in action, test it out. Does it work? No. Okay. Why didn't it work? Is it something you can change? Make the change, keep going forward. If it worked, oh, awesome. Cool. Let's do more of what's working. But it's the speed at which you can get to that point that's going to be a real game changer for you.
Right.
You said something earlier about, and this is what I'm fascinated with because I experienced this too, very much. And it's taken me a while to accept that more structure equals freedom.
Yeah.
But like, and I'm still like, I have some weeks are much better than others, but, and I'm looking at my calendar right now and it's like, I mean, granted it's Thanksgiving week, so it's a little bit different, but what is it that when our brain looks at our calendar and it's full of things, mm-hmm. granted, let's just say that they're a priority, like based on what we're talking about,
yeah,
it's overwhelming for the brain. Because I look at that and I'm one that, I mean, the whole reason I became an entrepreneur is because I love to do my own thing. I don't like taking orders from anybody.
Yeah.
So I look at that as feeling confined. Mm-hmm. When in reality, I know the opposite is true, but looking at it, my brain's saying, oh, that is, you're being confined right now based yeah. on that. Can you talk a little bit about that?
I think that's a mindset, right? So you could look at your calendar and say, oh, there's that thing on there. And right now in this moment, I don't really feel like doing that thing.
Yeah.
Right. And you can certainly, it's your choice just as a human being with agency to make decisions. You can decide, I'm not going to do that. But then you have to kind of look ahead. So I ask my clients every time this comes up for them, it's not that there's anything different about you. We all have this. I have this. I put things on my calendar and I get to whatever Tuesday at 9 o'clock and I'm like, oh, I don't really want to do this. But here's what I always ask myself. How am I going to feel about it 2 hours from now? Am I going to be really proud of myself and feel accomplished because I did it? And if I don't do it, what does that consequence look like? Like, it's something, if it's on my calendar, it's probably something I know I have to get done. So that means it's going to take up space other places. So does that mean then that I'm going to be working when my son's home from school and I don't really want to be do that? Does it mean I have to eat up my 1 hour of white space to get that thing done because I didn't follow my calendar? So there is a consequence to the right. So I always ask myself, like, am I okay with that consequence or not?
Yeah.
And like, how am I going to feel about myself having followed through on this plan? And here's what happens typically. 9 times out of 10, if you follow your plan, even when you don't feel like it, and this is a skill, this is an actual skill you have to learn. It's not like something you're just born with. Like, following your plan after you make it, even when you don't feel like it, at the end of the time, when you get to the end of the day and you've done all the things on your list, it feels amazing. And you feel really proud of yourself. You feel super accomplished. And then you feel like, for me, and this is true for some of my clients too, like the downtime and the white space is so much sweeter because I know that I've gotten everything done and I don't have to worry or feel overwhelmed about stuff that I didn't get done that I have to now reschedule to a different time. It just makes that space, like, I can be more present and engaged as a mom and as a wife.
Yeah.
So for me, that's a big enough why. So I think it's about finding your why for why you put that thing on your calendar in the first place and why you actually are going to follow through with it, even in the moment if you don't want to.
I love that. And I want to play devil's advocate on that a little bit. And because this question came up when you were chatting with the accelerator group, and I was like, absolutely. That's a question that I would have.
Yeah.
Because I work very much off of, like, energetically, where I'm a morning person. By the time I hit, you know, 2, 3 in the afternoon, I'm pretty cooked at that point. So the stuff I'm doing at that point in the day is a lot less, you know, brain taxing, if you will, than my morning stuff. Now, what if you get to a point where it's like you said, 9 o'clock on a Tuesday, you have something on your calendar, you're like, oh, I really don't feel like doing this here. 100% I understand what you're saying. And I agree with you. I'm very curious about this. What if I look at it and say, you know what, if I do this, I understand what I'm going to feel like afterwards, but I know it's not going to be, this is what my brain would say, it's not going to be as good as I think it could be if I were to do it at a different time when I'm more energetically ready to do it.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
And I think this goes into, like, perfectionism and all that stuff, good enough and all that stuff. But what are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I think for sure. I think the way that I look at it is, so if our feelings, our emotional energy drive all of our actions. So I think you have those times in your life and throughout your day, your energy levels, you know, ebb and flow. Yeah. And you have that time that you're talking about where it's super high energy. You're excited, you're motivated, you're inspired. And it's kind of like being in that flow state and everything just like you get things done like so fast and like everything is just clicking. Right. And that is a high productivity space to be in. And there's the other times where you don't feel that way. And the way that I like to teach my clients, and of course, everybody's a little bit different, but you can still feel committed and you can still feel dedicated to your plan because of what you actually want in the long term and still create high levels of productivity from that space. It doesn't necessarily always have to be from this high vibrational space.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, if we could all be there all the time, that would be amazing.
Sure.
But that's just not the reality, right? So then if we think about, if we're only there, there's the idea of the balance of emotions. So about 50% of the time, we feel really great, happy, energized. And about 50% of the time, we don't. We feel the negative emotions or the lower level emotions. That's just part of what it is to be a human. So if we're only creating and producing in that high vibrational frequency, we're missing out on some of the productivity that can happen in the other half. And so that's where I teach my clients to leverage. Maybe not, we're not creating in that whole 50%, but maybe we're using a piece of that 50% of lower vibrational energy to still create some results in our business. And like you said, and this is exactly what I teach my clients. If you know yourself well enough to know, like, the afternoon is where your energy level dips, then yeah, don't put the things on your calendar that require really focused, high brain power in the afternoon time, right? Yeah. I mean, put those down to the morning time where that's more where you're at. That makes sure. total sense.
Don't put creating video in the afternoon at 3 o'clock.
That's right.
So when do you recommend, so let's get tactical here, planning out our week, is it for you, and what you teach your clients, is it like Friday afternoon? Is mm-hmm. it Sunday afternoon, Sunday night? Is it Monday morning? When do you recommend people do that?
So I recommend it is the very first thing that you do Monday morning. So I have every Monday on my calendar, the first hour of time is focus time. And my focus time is only dedicated to planning out my entire week.
Okay.
I do it in that first hour. I think about my priorities. What are the things that I want on my calendar for each of my 5 priorities? Put them on my calendar. And then what's so great is I don't even really have to look or think about my schedule for the rest of the week. It's just there. Like I look at my calendar, I'm like, oh yeah, I remember that I scheduled this for. So what happens is people think this is counterproductive, right? They think taking an hour of time to plan is such a waste of time. But what it ends up doing is saving you so much time because you're not having to think about, okay, so what should I be doing today? You do this for a week long. I also do this for a month long. So on the first day of every month, I think about my month and like, what are my most important things that have to be completed by the end of the month? And I schedule in time for those throughout the month.
Love it.
Yeah.
And so, yeah. Like I think the key point there is you know exactly what you don't have to look at your schedule. I mean, you look at the schedule, look at what you're doing, but you don't have to like schedule things in there because it's already planned out for you and you know exactly what you're doing day in and day out for that week.
Right.
What have we missed here? Is there anything that we haven't touched on that we'd be doing a disservice at this point? And granted, we could talk about this for hours, right? But like, right. You know, doing a disservice that we don't talk about right now.
Yeah. I think one of the other things that I've really been thinking about as I've been working with my clients is that everybody's ideal work week looks different. So when I say that, I'm talking about the number of hours per week that you're scheduling in for your work time. And I think we've gotten in this trap. I just Googled this morning, actually, to look like where the 40-hour work week came from. And it was literally, I mean, most people probably know this. It was created by Henry Ford, but that was back in 1926 for factory workers.
Yeah.
That is almost 100 years ago, and almost nobody that I know of that I work with is a factory worker.
Yep.
So if you are a working mom, if you are high achieving in the corporate world or an entrepreneur, maybe question the 40-hour work week. That doesn't necessarily apply to you. And I've been creating this formula for my clients to use to figure out, well, what does my ideal work week look like? And so I think if nothing else, sitting down and thinking about like how many hours does it really make sense for me to spend in my work, given that I want all of this other stuff in my life.
I love it. I heard it last week and I don't remember because I caught it late because I got in the car, but I was listening to NPR and they were talking about a study. And granted, there's tons of studies, right, about productivity and stuff like that. But it was mentioning exactly what you just mentioned about the 40-hour work week and, you know, Henry Ford and the factory line and all that stuff. They were referencing some studies, I think some fairly recent studies where productivity increased, I forget the percentage, but massively increased, revenue increased, the amount of sick days decreased and all that stuff. And like, I think it was like healthcare costs decrease. And just as a result of, I think it was 30 hours as a work week. And this is so fascinating to me. And I think it's fascinating to me because I'm still, you know, January 2014 is when I started officially my business. And here we are almost 6 years later. And it's still very much a work in progress for me.
Yeah.
And I think that's why I'm so fascinated by it is because I'm always wanting to improve on doing exactly what we're talking about here.
Yeah.
And so I think that's so fascinating because we think like, oh no, the more hours we work, the more productive that we are. or, you know, if you're not working 18 hours a day, you're not an entrepreneur. Right. or something like that.
Right. Because we're still steeped in that old idea that there's this trade for number of hours to revenue, right? Or yeah. number of hours to money. Like those two are in the same equation. And what we're learning is that that's actually not true. It's that the value that you create is what generates the revenue or the money that's in your life. It's not based on number of hours. Number of hours and hard work don't necessarily go together.
Yeah.
But we have to shift our mindset into believing that the value we create in the number of hours that we decide to work is the thing that is creating the revenue.
Love it. I love it. I think that's a great place to wrap up. I do want to recap what we've been talking about here. And please, Neil, help me fill in the blank. So number one, you've got to start with the priorities. What are your priorities in your life? Is it yourself? Is it your family? Is it your business? What are your priorities? And then from there, figuring out what you want to get done during that week. And then based on those priorities, filling in your schedule accordingly and estimating how much time something's going to take you to do it. And then constantly looking at how well you did, quote unquote, on estimating that time. You know, did you estimate an hour and it take 2 hours? Like for me, like, you know, and that's a process, right? So like, oh, okay, it took me an hour longer, add in that buffer time, like you talked about, and especially not forgetting to put in that white space into your calendar, as well as that super thinking time, like you talked about, giving your brain a question to answer or a problem to solve and giving yourself an opportunity to come up with some ideas and stuff like that. And then also realizing that, you know, working more hours is not, you know, that's not the necessarily the solution to a bigger business and a bigger impact. It's about, like you just said, Neil, creating the value of that's where the business is going to grow. That's how you're going to have the bigger impact and help more people and increase the revenue in the process. Am I forget anything there?
No, I think you got it.
Nailed it. Okay, cool.
Nailed it. You're a good student.
I'm a good student. Thank you. I was also taking notes here as we were chatting. I know that I have listeners right now who are like, look, I want to talk to Neil. I want to work with Neil. I want to connect with her more. What are the best places for them to connect with you? If somebody wants to set up a free call with you, how should people connect with you?
Yeah, I think the easiest way for just to have them go to my website and okay. I'll have a specific link for them to connect with me from this episode.
Okay.
So let's have them go to www.neilwilliams.com/Rick.
Okay.
And Neil is N-E-I-L-L, neilwilliams.com/Rick.
Cool. Guys, it's Neil Williams, N-E-I-L-L, Williams, W-I-L-L-I-A-M-S.com/Rick. I'll link that up in the show notes for the episode here today as well. Neil, thank you so much. Like I said, I took a bunch of notes for myself very selfishly, but this is like, I totally geek out about this stuff. And I know that based on all the questions that I get from listeners and from my students and stuff like that, this is going to help a lot of people. So thank you, Neil. I appreciate it.
Yeah. Thank you so much, Rick.
Hey, don't forget, if you're an online expert, meaning you're a course creator, you're a coach, you're a consultant, you're an online educator, and you've already achieved a certain level of success in your business, but you're now spinning your wheels to get to the next level, then I want to invite you to apply for my 6-month Accelerator Mastermind, which kicks off next month. So just to be clear, this is not a Facebook ads mastermind. This is your one-stop shop for cohesive growth coaching. That's going to help you take your online business to the next level. Coaching, accountability, support, and community. It's application only. So if you want to apply, go to rickmulready.com/accelerator. Okay. Coming up on the podcast, I've got an interview with my good buddy, Craig Ballantyne. Craig has been on the podcast twice before, and we are going to be talking about how to create the perfect week formula. This is another productivity episode where we're talking all about how to create your ideal business around your life. And Craig is somebody I've followed, one of my mentors for, 10 years now. And he's just an amazing person, amazing entrepreneur, really super, super smart. He's somebody that I go to a lot for help, and he's just a master at getting things done in less time. So that's coming up for you in Wednesday's episode. Thank you so much for listening today, my friend. I'll see you right back here for the next episode here on the Art of Online Business podcast.
Don't forget to head down to the show notes below and register for the Platform and Profit Summit that starts May 1st, this Wednesday, where you're going to hear just practical advice that's working right now, this year in 2024, not in years past, right? Like how to build a 90-day evergreen funnel that actually works. Presented by Corinne Crabtree. Heard of her? How about minimalist marketing? How to get more eyes on your business by doing less? Or what about 5 simple website fixes to get more clients? I'm not going to read through all of these good talks and strategy sessions, but what you got to take away is this is not theory. It's what's working in people's business. These experts that are speaking, they're sharing the good stuff, behind the scenes stuff. And, you know, I'll be speaking there too on a panel about how to position yourself and your business for more connections and collaborations, because really it's partnering and collaborating with people that brings authority, that brings in steady revenue and profit into my business. So I want you guys to learn and take away strategies and tips and tricks and real systems that you can put to work in your business right now. That link is in the show notes below. Sign up is 100% free, but it does start May 1st. That's in a couple days from now, and I'll see you there. Take care. Bye.